I have fun there too.
Any questions, comments from the board?
Yeah, I just want to say appreciate Angie coming out with a long drive and travel. And I also wanted to congratulate her for her work for the success of the program.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Yeah.
Anyone else?
I'll go here. First of all, I was able to go to the last two Silver Summits as a vendor for the ACB, and I thought they were just outstanding. It was neat to see people come with some fears but go home with hope. You know, it's all about, I like what you say, our goal is to help people that are vision impaired blind remain independent. And you know, and that independence starts with an attitude. And I think that, you know, what I saw at the Silver Summits was, you know, people being exposed to things, it helped them realize that they can do things and they can live independent. I love your story, Kathy. I love your story, Holly. Melvin, I like your stories. 8 years ago when I started on this board, the most frustrating thing to me, and as a consumer group president, was seeing older people, you know, not being able to get the kind of services and support that they needed to be independent. And that was because there wasn't funding. We had about $200,000 that was from the federal government, and that was it. And it's hard to say, you know, when you see other blind people that have vocational goals get some help, and there just wasn't the funds for it. That was frustrating. And I can remember shortly after Carlos became executive director, he came to the Omaha Association of Blind, and that's primarily older people, and they kept saying, you know, why can't I have these services? Why can't I get this support? And Carlos felt like he was on the menu, but but he walked away and he walked away with that thinking, you know, we don't have to just do this, accept what we have. And he devised a strategy to go to the state and ask the state for. Our dream was $500,000, thinking that we might get $250,000. Well, he did such a good job, and he solicited help from people. Where we were talking to senators, I had consumers calling senators, and when it came for the hearing, we had just a whole bunch of people talking about what an impact services make, and not surprising, but we got exactly what we asked for, $500,000. So we almost, you know, tripled our budget, which is allows the commission to have six full-time staff people and other people. So it's an example that, you know, we just didn't accept what was there. We did better, and you know, that's one of the things I'm just really pleased about the last 8 years that have happened. We're able to do justice to our seniors that have paid taxes all their life, and you know, when we can help them be independent, they're happier. It's less of a burden on the nursing homes and assisted living. So, you know, Kathy, you're a great example. I'm glad that you have this confidence and skills where you can be independent, and that's what the goal of the OIB is. So, Angie, you're doing a great job, and thank you, Alex. I'd love to hear what you're doing, and keep doing what you're doing, because it matters, as you can see, and it's only going to be a bigger need in the future. So, Carlos, we may have to go get some more money sometime. But
Thank you,
Carlos.
Sure.
This is Linda, if I might, right?
Of course, Linda.
I first want to say to the three of you, thank you for sharing your story. And Melvin, it's nice to be in the same place with you in person instead of on the senior division Zoom call. Glad I could help you be inspired to get a Braille No Touch, because I love mine. And Kathy, I just want to say to you, you know, you can't figure out how to thank us all. And I don't know if I speak for everyone here, but I say you can thank us by being the best independent person you can be with what you've, with the skill set that you have.
Here.
Wow.
tell other people.
Oh, yes. Being an advocate, really, there's that, the saying of pay it forward, you know? Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, that's why I know, that's why I'm on this board, and I can say it's probably a fair bet. That's why a lot of the people on this are on this board, if not all of it. And, you know, it's just, if you find someone who's struggling, who needs our services, help them get in touch with us, you know, and pay it forward, so.
And I, too, want to thank you, Angie. You're doing a great job. I met you at convention, in National Convention in Houston, and
yes,
it was nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
So, any other questions, comments, concerns from the board?
Great presentation.
Yes, it was.
Very much so, yes. Okay. Then I believe the next thing on our agenda is public comment. Any questions, comments, concerns from the public at this point in time in the meeting?
This is Crystal Platt. I had a couple of questions. Is it Angie?
Yes.
You used an acronym, I think, STLC?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with that acronym.
It's the sky's the limit. It is the group that we contracted with to help provide the training during the Silver Summit.
Okay. And then I was curious, you mentioned that you did a survey post Silver Summit.
Mm-hmm.
How many respondents did you have?
Oh, that's a terrific question. I want to say there was 87?
And it sounds like maybe some were commission?
Some were staff.
Staff.
Yes,
so
it was, because we had OIB consumers. They were welcome to bring a friend or family member as support. And then there was also commission staff and volunteers. And so the survey went out to everyone that attended. And so the survey results were based on responses from all those people that were in attendance.
And they went out like Survey Monkey or paper?
It was a Google Doc that went out via email.
Okay. And then they could call their counselor.
Correct.
For assistance if they needed.
Yes.
The company we contracted with, that Sky's Limit Communications, they also had a phone number available to help record the data and stuff like that too. So that was the part that we contracted out for.
Any other questions, comments, concerns from the public? Okay. Almost spoke the coffee. Got it. So I'm showing it's 10:05 right now. So we're actually, despite starting late, we're a little bit ahead of schedule now. So we have the next thing on the agenda is a break. We have that starting up again at 10:35. So.
Ooh.
Got a little bit of extra time if you want, or we can even start a little bit earlier.
I think we should start earlier.
Yeah. Let's start earlier.
So let's, we had 15 minutes put in there, so it's 10:05 now, so let's start up again at 10:20. Okay.
Works.
I'll make my report.